when the history of my daughter's life is written, historians will have a problem. They'll have the usual problem of witnesses, and they'll use all their skills to find first-hand sources, original material, which rather than hearsay. So I'm going to create a little bit of historical data for the historians in 100 years' time, because I'm convinced that my daughter will do something that will cause a historian to write her life story. But then again, I would say that as a sort of very ordinary, proud father. But I'm actually also, I'm recording this for, in reply, as an answer to a question that I was asked this morning on Twitter. And I only know the Twitter name, but I'll put it all in the tags. But the key thing is that I've been asked, when did Omani Dot change from Omani Tot? Now, there'll be people listening to this who won't have a clue what this is about and will regard this as some kind of weird question. So I better give a tiny little bit of background. My daughter, I was reluctant from the beginning to use her name, although I was inconsistently reluctant because the very first blog that I ever set up had her name in it. The first blog I ever set up on the internet was called From Bath to Cork with Baby Grace. And it was openly admitted there that my daughter's name was Grace. I then had a huge long period in my life in which I was absolutely against showing any images of her, so there are no photographs of her as a very young baby until a certain point. And I've started to overcome that now, and that's another story. But when it came to Twitter, I'm Omani Blog, and it seemed reasonable that the child who I was talking about should be Omani Tot. A tot being another word for a little kitty, little child. So I started calling her Omani Tot, and I never asked her permission. I also called my wife Omani Mott, and that's another story, and I have an Omani dog. And he was once an Omani pup. And frankly, at this stage, there's an Omani kitchen, and there's an Omani mum, and there's an Omani... Anyway, it doesn't matter. The whole thing is a expandable feast. But back to the core of the question that I was asked this morning, you know, when did she become Omani Dot? Well, the truth is that she became Omani Dot very, very recently. And there was a tipping point. And the tipping point was brought about as a result of a question from, or a request on Audioboo from Sayre, and that's another story. There's an audio about it, or maybe it was a direct message, but the main thing is that she wanted to collect all the pieces of audio that I'd made, or be at least able to listen to them if she wanted to, that starred Omani Tot. Now, listening in the car was my daughter, who had already expressed once or twice, or maybe other times that I ignored, a wish to be no longer called a tot. So I turned to her, to Omani Tot, and I said, "Okay, what name do you want to be?" And she said, "I want to be Omani Dot." And from that moment on, I decided that, look, the die was set. She would in future be Omani Dot. And there is a small little funny connection. There is a series of very funny postcards about a woman called Dot. And if you ever come across them, you'll know what I mean. There's a whole series of them. And they're a bit of an in-joke between me and my wife, because we both love them so much. And I have been known to call her Dot at times, but that is not a name that has stuck or that I've wanted to stick but my daughter is now Omani Dot. And that Mrs. or Mr. Historian in 100 years' time, I guess you'll want to know what the exact dates were, but if I tell you it's all happened literally in the last, the final tipping point moment when Omani Tot became Omani Dot was during the last 10 days.